Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. New Italy travel proposals protect travelers and businesses. Fiavit Confcommercio, the travel agency federation of Italy's largest business association, approves proposals to protect the traveler while also considering businesses. Fiavit, Federazione Italiana Associazioni Imprese Viaggi e Turismo, the Italian Federation of Associations of Travel and Tourism Companies, along with CONFCOMMERCIO Imprese per l'Italia, the Italian General Confederation of Enterprises, Professions and Self-Employment, are satisfied their requests proposed during consultations with stakeholders have been taken into consideration, including the evaluations of impact with a proposed revision of the Package Travel Directive, PTD, which allows consumers to cancel their package and receive a full refund in the event of unavoidable and extraordinary circumstances, and the EU Regulation on Passenger Rights Law 261/04, which grants passengers denied boarding against their will to be able either to cancel their flights, with reimbursement of their tickets, or to continue them under satisfactory conditions, and be adequately cared for while awaiting a later flight. We appreciate that many of our proposals which were not there before have been implemented now by the European Union, stated Giuseppe Seminisi, president of Fiavit Confcommercio. Among these, the obligation to reimburse suppliers of services included in travel packages in favor of package organizing agencies. The proposal remains the obligation to reimburse the passenger in the event of withdrawal by the travel organizer, but at the same time the obligation of the suppliers, in turn, to reimburse the organizer of the travel package as envisaged. A new paragraph was added which specifies that if service providers cancel or do not provide a service that is part of the package, they are obliged to refund the organizer the payments received for the service within 7 days. This very important battle between Fiavit and Confcommercio finds acceptance in this proposal. Regarding the Italy proposal to revise the regulation on air passenger rights, Fiavit Confcommercio appreciates that the centrality of the travel agency as an intermediary in ticket sales is reiterated, legitimated to represent the customer in all aspects. Some carriers will have to take note of this, abandoning policies of ostracism towards the category. Seminisi also noted that there is a limitation on advances, but it is limited to the reintroduction of the 25% advance that was cancelled with the 2015 revision. It is not a completely satisfactory provision, but certainly better than the imposition of a ban on advances which Fiavit Confcommercio had loudly asked not to include. Additionally, higher deposits may be required if this is necessary to ensure the organization and execution of the package, and this rule does not apply to travel gift packages. Another proposal from Fiavit Confcommercio that was implemented is the introduction of vouchers. The voucher represents a tool that guarantees companies from liquidity problems and at the same time gives the consumer a legal instrument for the recovery of their credit. In the new proposal, the voucher is reintroduced as a form of reimbursement, with the obligation, in the event of non-use, to reimburse the passenger in pecuniary form. It is still envisaged as an option at the discretion of the consumer, but the proposal provides the opportunity to present improving amendments before it reaches Parliament. Finally, the proposal provides that 5 years after its entry into force, the Commission will present a report to the European Parliament and the Council on the application of the directive, taking into account its impact on SMEs. All changes seem to us to be in line with the proposals of Fiavit Confcommercio, reiterated a few days ago in the letter to the President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen, to the Minister of Tourism, Daniela Santanch, to the heads of the Italian delegation of the European Parliament, to the Italian MEPs, Model European Parliament, in the Transport and Tourism Commission, at the ECTAA. Giuseppe Seminisi concluded by saying in reference to the European Travel Agents and Tour Operators Associations, considering that we are still in the proposal phase and that a process will follow with the amendments deemed necessary, we can say that we started from a good base, certainly improvable, but participatory and shared beyond expectations. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on breakingnewsshow.com.